My name is Josh Black. It is the 4th of October 2009. We're here in Trafalgar Square for the One Another Project in association with the Wellcome Trust. May I ask you to state your name, age, and where you're from, please?
Yep, my name's Anthony Redden. I'm 31 and I'm from Ripley in Derbyshire.
And how are you feeling this morning, Anthony?
I was okay up until about 15 minutes ago, and now I'm feeling a little bit nervous.
And what do you think has brought about that change?
I don't know. I suppose actually getting here and seeing everything, and it's I don't know. I suppose just the atmosphere, the spectacle, seeing the other people sort of coming down, and I don't know, really. Just general nerves.
What initially attracted you to be part of One Another?
To be absolutely honest, I've got a friend who's an art student. We'd sort of seen it advertised on the telly, and it was more for her than for me. Sort of, she put her name into the hat, and so did I. And as these things sort of usually turn out, I was the one that was picked out and she wasn't, so she's quite miffed off at that. But
and since you were selected, I mean, how did you react?
Initially it was sort of a big adrenaline rush, a bit, lots of excitement, all these wild ideas going through my head of what I could actually do, and then sort of that soon passed, and it was more sort of dread more than anything, thinking what I should actually do. I don't want to actually make a banana out of myself, so it'd been going through my head for quite a while, and then I suppose as time went by, all these bizarre ideas sort of slowly left me, and I was just sort of to be honest, just wanted to be true to myself. I'm not an exhibitionist. I have no cause to promote or anything, so I just thought, go up, be myself. I kind of look at it as, if there was no spectacle attached to it and there was the opportunity to just go up just casually and spend a bit of time up there, what I would actually do if that opportunity was there, and it'd be just go up, take the most of the viewpoint. The quiet would be so nice if it is quiet. My life's quite hectic, so going to take my camera up, take my notepad up, pen, perhaps do a bit of writing if I get inspired, take some photos. There's a nice full moon out, so hopefully I can get some good shots.
What are the more hectic aspects of your life that you mentioned?
Well, I've got a 4-year-old son. That kind of says it all. He's just a complete handful. My wife's pregnant at the moment. In my work, I look after adults with learning disabilities in their own homes, and that can be really hectic, sort of when you've got 24-hour shifts away from home, and it's just a complete sort of sometimes it's just a war zone. But it was a good opportunity to not just for this, but it was the excuse to bring my family up to London for the weekend. My son's never been before, so it was a good opportunity. We came up yesterday on the train early morning, and straight to the Natural History Museum, and then into the hotel. Like I said, I've got a 4-year-old son and a pregnant wife, so we couldn't really experience the nightlife. And then up this morning here, they're all still in bed, so.
Will they be coming to watch you?
Yeah, hopefully they should be down probably just after 6, and then they'll be going back to the hotel probably for another kip, and then coming back probably just before 7 for when I come off.
So how has the experience of bringing your son to London for the first time been?
It's been really, really nice. As it is, I don't get to spend that much time at home. I'm at work a hell of a lot. So what time I spend at home, there isn't a lot of it, and a lot of it I'm sleeping anyway. And so it's been nice to spend a whole weekend with my family. Bringing my son down, he's just been so excited all the way through, which, to be honest, has made him a bit more of a handful. But No, it's been great. It'd be nice to see his reaction, seeing me sort of up there. But,
who would you say you're getting on the plinth for?
I'd say really myself and I suppose my son, and like I said, I've got a new one on the way. It's I suppose it's a little bit of history, isn't it? Something to show my children as they're growing up years from now. You know, once I'm dead and gone, there's a little bit of me somewhere people can look at.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier that you had some more bizarre ideas that fell by the wayside. What sort of things would there be?
Like I said, I'm not an exhibitionist, so it would probably have involved some sort of costume to hide myself, to allow me to maybe sort of perform a bit more. But I'd sort of looked into seeing if I could get hold of a stormtrooper costume, and then at one point I was going to be I was going to dress up as a Grim Reaper, have a large oversized hourglass and bits like that. I'd had suggestions from my brother and friends, which were, to be honest, a bit rude, but decided against all of them, and in the end just went with what felt right, and it was just to just go up and be myself.
So thinking back to your life in general, how did you get into your current line of work?
By mistake. I'd been to university a long time ago, and I'd done applied social sciences. It was a mixture of psychology, criminology, and sociology. From that point, it seemed like a natural progression to go to something like nursing, caring. I went back to university to do psychiatric nursing. After about a year of that, I realised that it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. It wasn't what I wanted to do. So I left university after the first year of doing the nursing, joined the Navy, I suppose, just to... My whole family's in the Navy. My brother was in the Navy, he's now in the Air Force. My dad was in the Navy. My uncle, my mum, granddad, big sort of Navy family. After a short while there, I realised I didn't want to do that either. Came out, went back to uni again to do occupational therapy. After a year of that, I realised I didn't want to do that. My friend was working for an organisation that was providing support for adults with learning disabilities. I went into that really as a kind of like a something to, well, to be honest, to pay the bills until I could find the job I wanted to do. I've always wanted to write. So I went there, and as it is, I ended up staying sort of about 8 or 9 years, and I'm still there at the moment. I've just started university again, doing a creative writing course. So hopefully this is going to be, it's actually a course I want to do, so hopefully this will be something that will lead on to something I really, really sort of want to do, something that my heart's really in. I mean, the caring side of it is something I enjoy, but it's not something I always saw myself doing. So,
have you always seen yourself being a writer?
Yeah. Since maybe I was about 16, I've always sort of written poetry. I've had a couple of books sort of self-published. I've been included in, I don't know, 3 or 4 sort of poetry anthologies. I've been in the local paper with my writing. It's something I really, really sort of want to follow through on. So hopefully I've done a lot of writing, but never sort of taken it anywhere. So doing this, going to university to sort of help develop my skill a bit more, and hopefully I'm going to get a bit of inspiration up there and do some work up there. So.
You mentioned earlier that all of your family had been in the Navy. How did they react to you not going through with it?
They were okay. I think deep down there may have been a bit of disappointment, especially sort of from my dad. He spent 22 years in the Navy, and I mean, from that he ended up working with John Major for quite a few years. He got his MBE, and I think there was a bit of pride knowing that I was sort of going into the Navy, following sort of him and all the rest of my family. But if there was disappointment for me coming out, he hid it well. He's always been supportive of whatever I wanted to do. So
you do have a close relationship with your family?
Yeah, very much.
You also mentioned that you don't get to see your son a great deal because of work. Is that a regret?
Yeah. I think, to begin with, before sort of he came along, it was all right, because I'm quite happy just putting the hours in, working continuously, sort of. Whenever I'm needed, I'm there. I'm kind of the reliable one, which unfortunately means you usually get used and abused a bit. But I suppose when he came along, sort of my priorities changed a bit, and I wanted to spend more time at home. It's just after all my time at university and that, sort of the debts had built up, so it was a case of needing the money, and it was a job that, I mean, I enjoyed, but it also offered the opportunity to work as much overtime as you needed, and I needed a lot to sort of keep us afloat. I suppose he's four now, and like I said, we've got another one on the way, so it is becoming more and more of a priority to me to sort of try and get away from what I'm doing, just so I can spend more time at home with my family.
Yeah. Thinking about obviously a new one on the way, but how would you like to do things differently, if at all?
I think definitely spending more time at home, more family time. Like I said, the majority of time I do spend at home at the moment is of an evening, usually sort of he's already gone to bed. A lot more days at home, weekends especially. I suppose just being around a lot more. I mean, I love being a dad, and I just want to be able to do more with them. So,
is there anything else that you would like to say about your family or your life?
Not really. I mean, I think probably for them, this whole project is probably something a little bit out of character for me. Like I said, I'm not an exhibitionist at all, and I'm not one for craving the attention sort of publicly. So I think the whole spectacle has been a bit of an unusual thing for them. But it's just for an hour, so hopefully I think for my son especially, the opportunity to come down to London, I mean, such a fantastic place, and to see me up there, I don't know, what was the question?
It was, did you have anything else to add about yourself?
Not really. I mean, like I said, putting myself into a position that I'm not usually one to put myself in, maybe it will reveal something more about me. Hopefully being up there, like I said, I might get struck with some sort of inspiration with my writing. Like I said, I've just started a course, so any inspiration would be greatly accepted. But no.
Great, you just touched upon how exciting you find London as a city. What is it that means to you?
I love London. I mean, I've been, ever since I was small, my family sort of brought us up to have a look around. Obviously places like the Natural History Museum and that are fantastic places. My dad worked a lot in London, so when I was younger he used to sort of bring me up. Like I said, he was in the Navy towards the end of his career. He was in the Navy, he was working a lot with John Major, so sort of I managed to sort of go to a lot of places that weren't usually accessible. I mean, he took me, I went into Admiralty Arch, went to Buckingham Palace when he got his MBE, he took me to Chequers, I've been into 10 Downing Street, sort of all over the place. London is a fantastic city. Expensive, very expensive, but well worth it.
Is it somewhere that you would like to live?
Yes and no. I would say that if I were to live here, if I had the money and the resources, it would be a second home. Have a second home here, not live here sort of permanently. I'd much rather live out in the country. My wife comes from Somerset, and that's gorgeous sort of countryside. But I'd definitely like to spend more time in London. Yeah.
That's great. Anything else you'd like to say about going up on the plinth and that experience?
Like I said, I've got nothing specifically planned. I've got my camera with me, got my notebook and pen. Gonna go up and just sort of see how the mood takes me. There's a nice full moon. Hopefully get some good photos. The last 24 hours, I've not felt nervous as such, but obviously subconsciously I must be, because I've been on the toilet quite a lot. So I suppose in the forefront of my mind is hoping that I'm not the first person to actually have a bit of a trouser accident up there. So.
It'll be fine. Thank you very much.